This is John Easter. I'm here with Coach Mark James of the Vin Davis boys basketball team. And Coach James and his Giants are off to a 5-0 start on the season after a very strong weekend of basketball last week and at the Avon Classic. Coach, welcome, as always. We appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thanks. Trying to keep warm just like you are, I'm sure. Oh,
my word. It's been a chilly week, but it is winter. So, winter in Indiana, we'll see. It'll probably be 70 soon. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the 5-0 start in the Avon Classic. You beat both Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. Terre Haute North was, I believe, 67-49, and Terre Haute South a little bit closer, 80-72. Talk about the two games.
I thought overall, I'm just going to combine them. I thought we played really well, shared the ball real well. The kids have been sharing the ball real well and playing hard. Probably the biggest issue we still have, even going in this weekend, is going to be our defense and the bank boards, blocking down the bank boards. We got a little deal at the end of Terre Haute South. I think we were up 18 or 20 points. It's about 3.5, 4 minutes to go, and we got sloppy with the ball, and they hit some threes, and we missed a couple free throws. But the game's still a possession game, and we've been very good all year. I think we're averaging under 10 turnovers a game, which is allowing us to do some other things not quite as well. Defend and play on the defensive end. But this weekend against Warren and Brownsburg, that's going to change. We're going to have to defend a lot better and do a lot better job boxing on the bank boards, plus continue to do things we've been doing. Warren's undefeated. They've got 3 or 4 really quality players. They have most of their team back from last year. The Smith kid is, I think he's missed 2 shots in 2 games. He's got 30 and 26. The Minor kid's a big athletic kid in the middle, and the Bell kid was an unbelievable football player, an unbelievable athlete. And they've got this Spivey kid at the other guard. I mean, they've got a really good team. So they're our first concern. Hopefully we learned from last week. North and South both had not lost games until we got a hold of them. They weren't quite as athletic as we were. They couldn't match up with us. Well, now we're into the deal where they're going to be able to match up with us athletically. So it becomes super important that we do little things right and pay attention to details this weekend.
Coach, you kind of this so far this year, you've gone from a team that people thought could be pretty good to a team now they're seeing that is pretty good. And in fact, you're ranked in the state's top 10. How is it? You can't really sneak up on anyone now. I guess that's my question. So, how does that change the way people approach you? Do you think?
Well, I don't think any team at Ben Davis in any sport sneaks up on anybody. I think when you play Ben Davis, you always bring your A game. I know that's where we felt when I was at Franklin Central all those years. You had to go in ready to play and play extremely well to have a chance to beat them. And I think most teams, that's what they try to do. But I'm usually much more concerned about ourselves, about our own attitude and our own effort, controlling the things we can. There's so many things you can't control. You can't control the other team, the ball going in, the officials. So we're really concentrating this week on controlling the things we can, making sure we don't make, forget where we're going in the offense or forget to box out. We have to be really focused on what we're doing every possession. And my big thing is always playing for improvement. I've done this long enough to know it's never as bad as you think and never as good as you think. When you think it's going real good, it's just fool's gold in basketball. So we're just sort of playing one at a time and one possession at a time is what we're having the trouble. Kids have trouble understanding. Transition defense has become such a big part of the game in the last 5 years, 10 years, and we're really bad at that right now. Getting back, getting our men, getting our defense set up on scores and even no scores. So this is a real issue for us. I think we have the potential to be a really fun team to watch. I think we're fun to watch because we share the ball and kids can score and all those things. But to win championships, you're going to play defense, and offense sells tickets and defense wins games, but championships are won on bank boards. And so that's sort of the things we're trying to concentrate on every day is getting better at the bank boards and the defensive end. We do a percentage thing on rebounds, and we ask that if they're supposed to go offensive glass, they go 90% of the time, or 85. 85 is green, that's good. 75 to 84 is blue or purple, whatever you want to call it, that's okay. That's a B, but anything below that's an F. We only have 2 kids of all our varsity players that have an A going to the offensive glass. Everyone else is an F. And on the defensive end, boxing out or doing your assignment on that, we have 1B. So we think that's a real issue for. We do it on percentages, and it sort of holds everybody accountable. And we've made a big deal out this weekend. So we, you know, win or lose, I'm much more concerned that we those percentages come up for us and we get better. I know after five games, these are glaring things. I know against really good teams, we're not going to be able to do.
Well, you know, your best. Obviously, it's nice to be playing well in December, but you want to be playing real well in March. Yeah. Last thing, Coach, I know that before we talk to you next time. It'll be finals week. How do you get a team focused in and ready? I know there are lots of distractions right now, you know, family coming in for holidays, so, you know, holidays out of town, things like that. How do you get a team focused in right now?
Well, I think as a coach all you can or a teacher all you can do is let them know what they have to do. We call it when what's important now. That there's times that your family needs to be the most important thing always in your religion and all those things, but there's other times that basketball right now at this second needs to be your focus, just like your classes do. So we'll take Monday off, win or lose both these games. We'll not do anything Monday because we have a game Friday. That's their day to get their whole week organized, turn in projects, do whatever. We'll practice hard on Tuesday, sort of hard on Wednesday, get them out early on Wednesday. They got finals Thursday, and we have a game on Friday. Our break is brutal. We play Friday. Then we come back. I think we play, what is it, the 23rd. Then we play a conference game the 27th.
Yeah, undefeated game, Buff on the 20th.
Yeah, then we play the 30th. Then we come back and play the 3rd. And
Fishers.
Then we play North Central.
Right.
At North Central. And then you get in the county tournament, which is Brebeuf again at Brebeuf. And if you win that, you're playing North Central again at North Central. So we've been talking to him about when you get in the county tournament, you're going to play four really quality games potentially back-to-back-to-back within 4 or 5 days. And so we're trying to stay focused on what we're doing. But right now our concern is just tonight, Warren, one possession at a time, and then we regroup from there. I think that shows a sign of maturity, and hopefully with six seniors we'll be mature enough to handle this coming up.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, bud.